720 WGN, typically high atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio, but here at really the epicenter of the auto auction world. You know the show, you love the show on NBC, Mecum Auto Auctions, and one part about it, the cars always change it, but one mainstay and favorite is always a big part of it. It's our very own Jim Cornelius. And Jim, great to see you here. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you very much. Great to be here.
So this is it, voice of the Blackhawks. We know that. Of course, the world knows you as the voice of the Indy 500 back home in Indiana, but car buffs know it for sure, and John Kramer and I talked a little bit about it. But you are here a lot of times for Mecum Auto Auction, kind of setting the tone for what happens.
It's been awesome to be part of Mecum Auto Auctions. You know, I don't know what the average age is of the customer or, you know, kind of background or whatever, but I will tell you there are a ton of vets in the audience, and we'll do the anthem and we'll call down all the vets. And it just helps start off the show with high energy and a kind of really positive focus that the whole audience, their families or friends, everybody kind of relates to. And it fits so well with the cars being Americana. I mean, this is really, I mean, you know, there's cars from all over the world for sure, but it's Americana.
Here's the thing, too, is I am always kind of surprised that it is as compelling a television program as it is. You know, if you want a car, you love cars, you want to see cars, like a car show, a cruise night or whatever that happens, people will go and do it in person. But the show is like a hit show and it's very entertaining. Jim, I gotta ask you, because if all of these cars are in front of you talking with John Kramer, he has a collection of cars, he can't help himself, he sees one and maybe he gets it. Do you ever see a car while you're here and say, hey, wow, that's a pretty nice car?
You know, I see cars all the time that I love. Now, I live in a high-rise downtown Chicago, so I got one car that I pay way too much in order to park it every month. So I'm not going to get another one to keep downtown Chicago. But when I was a kid growing up, my first car was a 67 Plymouth Fury that I bought off someone's grandma at the time. I think it cost me $400, and boy, was it ugly. But it was great to have a car in high school. And after that, it was a 69 Galaxy XL convertible, and I just thought, I mean, at a 429, it was so much fun. He put that top down, and then the speed limit was 55. I think the car idled at 55. You know, you just go down the freeway, and it was just such a cool car. Unfortunately, I couldn't hang on to it. My next one was 73 Volkswagen bus, and to look at...
Yeah. That is like one of the coolest cars ever.
Yeah, it was, you know, sky blue, and I loved that thing. Of course, I had to drive it from Seattle over to my folks' place in the Yakima Valley, and I think going over the mountain pass, you know, you might top out at 40 miles an hour as that engine was like struggling to get over, but what a fun car. So it's really neat to come out and see all this stuff. I'm a small town guy. Cars are a big deal in a small town.
Yeah, America has a love affair with the automobile here at Mecum, and of course at auctions all around the country. They're here in Chicago now. There's winners, you know, I won't say crowned, right, but named like every few minutes as these auctions happen. At the United Center, it would be great to have the Blackhawks kind of join the group of collective winning. And so your thoughts on that as the season starts out? The home opener was just a couple days ago, the first time really that there's been people in there since the pandemic started. And of course, you light the fuse on the enthusiasm and emotion over there. Your thoughts?
Well, first off, it was the opening home game, right? It was the energy to have a full house, to have that energy, have everybody back. Man, you just felt it. I don't know if it was louder than normal or if there was more energy than normal, but I'll tell you what, it was walking into an environment where you haven't felt that kind of energy for 2 years, you know? And it just felt electric.
Well, you are the spark plug to that energy, and so for the Blackhawks, but you sing in a bunch of different ways. Are there any other things? I know we've got the website. We'll have links at WGNradio.com. Are there any other things coming up for Jim Cornelison that you want to kind of share with the listeners, other than, of course, Mecum, all of those things in the Blackhawks?
Well, Veterans Day is probably the next kind of little period of time where I'll end up with a ton of things. We always do the Marine Corps birthday party at Old Crow Smokehouse in Wrigleyville, and anybody's invited to that, by the way. It's on November 10. That's always when the Marine Corps birthday party is, and it's just a bunch of guys, girls, family members coming out and having a really, really good time. So if you feel like, you know, you want to have a particularly fun night with a certain kind of patriotic flair, then that's something to kind of be part of.
Come to the Mecum Auto Auction. It's going to be here in Schaumburg. You can see Jim Cornelison and all of those great cars. You can't go home with Jim, but maybe you can go home with a car. Maybe give him a ride home. And, of course, all the time, every home game for the Chicago Blackhawks. He is the one, like I said, that lights the fuse on that legendary emotion that has made it just famous throughout the world of love sports. So, Jim, we'll let you get back to everything that you're doing. We'll see you at the United Center tonight, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
Thanks a million, Dane. It's always great to talk to you. If somebody does come out and I'm here and they buy a 69 Ford Galaxy XL convertible, I would like them to take me home. To my home. Drop me off. Wait, let's be careful. But I would love to have a ride in that car again.
Thanks, Jim. Maybe we can arrange that.
All right, brother. Take care.